At a recent Standards of Learning testing kickoff celebration at Bath County High School, students ran sack races, played cornhole, sang karaoke, had a picnic lunch, and tried driving under the influence. The event, on a perfect May day, is an enlarged field day, and on the perimeter of the football field, Bath County Sheriff's Department set up a course of orange cones, and students took turns driving a golf cart around them wearing beer goggles. I had a question for Joseph.
What's different about when you drive this golf cart?
You have the goggles on, which it makes it darker and it throws you off which way the wheel's going, and it makes it really blurry.
And what kind of experience is it trying to have you feel like you're having?
Drinking and driving.
And has it ever worked for you to get around all these little orange cones?
No, ma'am.
The level of legal drunkenness is 0.08% in all states. The goggles use a unique lens technology to produce different impairment levels, so one can try on different percentages of blood alcohol content. The Bath Sheriff's Department offers the goggles that simulate nighttime driving, too. A former law enforcement officer, Kurt Kinshu of Wisconsin, now head of one of quite a few companies selling simulation goggles and the prevention programs that accompany them, is an example of all the personal experience that goes into their development. He understands impaired driving. He has arrested drunk drivers, investigated fatal crashes, counseled convicted DUI offenders, and worked as an advocate for victims of impaired driving crashes. I watched a pair of young women negotiate the vehicle around and over several cones and listened to the roars of frustration and surprise.
Do you feel like talking about what it felt like?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Taylor was the passenger for this experience. You've done it once with the goggles and now as a passenger. How did it make you feel?
Definitely scared, definitely making my heart rapid. I mean, you can tell that they're like uneasy, unstable with what they're doing, just makes you panic. You could tell if it was worse than this. And I don't know what blood alcohol content level these classes are, but if someone's like, they've drank a lot and they're nervous, they're uneasy, it's gonna be a bad night.
It kind of doesn't really matter how slow you're going either, does it?
No, because your vision's all wonky. I mean, you think you're missing a cone, but really you're running straight over it. You can't tell about your back tires. I mean, cones are super tight, like just enough for the golf cart to get through, so.
Anything else you'd like people to consider when they know about this exercise?
Definitely. Don't drink and drive. Don't drink at all. And if you are drinking, find a safe place to stay. Call parents.
I asked Joseph if he thought the exercise might have changed the minds of some students who didn't understand how serious the risks of impaired driving truly are.
I think everybody changed everybody's mind.
For more information about the DUI simulation, contact the Bath Sheriff's Office at 839-2375. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.